April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Marty Akatz is an Ishpeming native and is the newly elected UP Poet Laureate. He is also a contingent professor of writing and film at Northern Michigan University in Marquette.
Bigfoot crossing. A shape looms, something you half recognize. Deer, coyote, your uncle who went into his basement one afternoon with a shotgun. It's larger, a lunar eclipse with legs that blots out everything in proximity. Sycamore and feral swine, lakes scooped out by glaciers. Hunger for meatloaf your mother no longer knows how to make. Hamburger and egg and oatmeal kneaded together. Folded into a bread pan, nestled deep in the oven behind her eyes. You aim your Subaru down the highway, headlights stitching night with comet tails, carving shadow into a pine stump you fell on as a kid, constellations of yellow jackets oiling across your back as you tried to decide if what you felt were claws of the bear or waters from the dipper. Into shoulders, arms of the girl you took to junior prom, skin that made your fingers sing Nason Dorma. Into your sister, who died one August morning when her breath became ripple, then wave, then tide, then lake, then ocean, then horizon, then Venus, then Milky Way, then nothing. You must decide whether to break, slow down, stop, let whatever it is cross the road before you, or speed up, continue, hope that it slips back into the forest like a flushed partridge or receding tsunami, like the smell of Cools and Jim Beam after your dad kissed you goodnight. Bigfoot has late fees at the Carnegie Library. He has no calendar, no place to mark the need to let go, to open his fingers and release. We do it over and over every day. Let go of sleep when sun forces stars to let go of the sky. Let go of hunger when bacon snaps like knuckles in the pan. Let your daughter go in the Malibu with the boy who looks at her as if tomorrow the world will end and she holds the key to the fallout shelter somewhere in her body. Watch your mother let go, drift back to some time before she met your father, when she was still the center of gravity, everything revolving around the jitterbug of her hips. Whisper to your sister, tell her it's okay to let go, wave her white flag, climb out of her foxhole, cross the field into the enemy's cold arms. No, he doesn't understand that need in his cave somewhere in the hills, filled with sweet pine boughs, wild raspberry, venison and salt. As frost curls the maple leaves outside, he rereads some borrowed pages in the dark with his nocturnal eyes. Maybe the one about the old man and the marlin. Goes back to the beginning before the sharks come, when the fish is whole, big as a Cadillac, pulling the old man's boat out and out toward that place where the earth curves, bends, let's go, where ancient sailors fell off the edge of the planet into the throats of sea monsters. 13 Ways of Looking at Bigfoot. 1. In the pines along US 41, Bigfoot stitches the afternoon dark, then bright, then dark again. 2. Salmon run in the dead river. Upstream, Bigfoot waits, hungry for silver spawn. 3. The fat kid on the playground has a mind of Bigfoot, a deep chromosomal urge to hide under the monkey bars. 4. Bigfoot does not have patience. He eats the sweetest blueberry before the grubs and pine cones, reads the last page of the mystery first. 5. Blackbirds dance in the green air. Bigfoot hurls stones up and up, reverse Perseids through the feathered ballet. 6. Bigfoot and a Syrian refugee walk into a bar. The bartender looks at the refugee and says, "We don't serve your kind in here." 7. Bigfoot once fell in love with a black bear, loved how she clawed his back, the way Callisto claws the stars. 8. The smell of skunk in the middle of the night. Bigfoot must be moving. 9. On a foggy evening, it's easy to mistake Bigfoot for God strolling through Eden. 10. If you meet Bigfoot hiking in the mountains, don't stare at his feet. 11. Leonard Cohen's singing makes Bigfoot miss his mother's lullabies. 12. After the rains, there are footprints up and down the riverbank. Bigfoot still searching for the dam ark before the flood comes. 13. I saw Bigfoot walking down the street one morning. He reminded me of my dead brother out for his morning smoke. Bigfoot and Bird celebrate Mardi Gras. Bigfoot has had a thing for jazz ever since he heard Charlie Parker in the Cedar Swamp, horn stuttering in moss and marsh like a timber wolf with hiccups, a moose and rhino in rut, clouds of hungry flies on a July beach. He followed that sound, found Bird sitting on a stump, fingers moving so fast and hard on that gold stick that Bigfoot thought he was killing it for dinner, wringing every last drop of life out of its ribs, making it scream so beautifully that constellations stopped dead in their tracks to listen. Bird nodded at him, kept playing and playing, up through laced branches, down into mud and root, crying, howling, banshee-ing, until that whole wild joint was jumping. Then Bird paused, looked at him, said, "You're one big bastard," stood up, started blowing again, marching, swinging his sacks, and Bigfoot followed, clapping, stomping, waving his arms, not caring who saw him parading all the way down to Bourbon Street, snatching beads out of the air like Jesus collecting souls on Judgment Day.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.